with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer! Sir,
you're
yes, sir!
Ever.
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah!
Greetings, Fight fans, to another episode of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. I am Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel, Boxeo Tijuana. You can find that at youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Boxeo Tijuana or our actual website, BoxeoTijuana.com. And every other week here on the Leave It in the New Ring Network, the 2-Minute Round with David Avila and ex-fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. Unfortunately, this last Thursday, we weren't able to have the show because of some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, the platform that Leave It in the Ring, uses for our blogs. But hopefully in a couple of weeks, we will have the show once again. This is your episode number 28 of In the Squared Circle, where we're going to give you all the news and notes, fight results, and upcoming calendar in 30 minutes or less. With that said, let's go to our news and notes section, what we like to call our hooks and jabs.
You're serious?
The Mayweather family had a scare this past weekend when Roger Mayweather, uncle and former trainer of Floyd Mayweather Jr., went missing in Las Vegas, Nevada, his home. He makes his home out there in the desert. Roger Mayweather went missing around 3 p.m. on Saturday and was not found until 10:30 a.m. the next morning. The trouble is that Roger suffers from a number of medical ailments, including diabetes, and he did not have his meds, but it was good news that he was found, so he's safe and sound back home. And that's good news, even though he has not worked the corner. He did not work the corner of his nephew, Floyd Mayweather Jr., because of his medical ailments. And that's when the dad, Floyd Mayweather Sr., had to take over. WBA regular champion Daniel Jacobs will finally jump in the ring again in a rematch against Sergio Landsnake Mora on Friday, September 9th. At the Santander Arena in Reading, Pennsylvania. They first faced each other in August of 2015, where Jacobs won via second-round technical knockout when Mora suffered an ankle injury. The fight will be televised on Spike TV. Remember, Daniel Jacobs has not been since, I believe it was last December or January, when he knocked out Peter Quillen in a quick fashion, the first or second round. There was talk that he may be facing Gennady Golovkin, but that fight was not made. So now he will be facing in a rematch that I don't think anybody's asking for against Sergio the Latin Snake Mora. After talks with Miguel Cotto went south, Juan Manuel Marquez says he is much closer to retirement than ever fighting again. Marquez said he would decide in the next couple months, maybe come back for a farewell fight. But it looks like he has started training, and training has not gone all that well for him. He believes that he is, you know, time has passed. He hasn't fought since May of 2014 when he beat Mike Alvarado at the Fabulous Forum in Los Angeles. So the fight with Miguel Cotto did not materialize because of the weight issue. Marquez did not want to go anywhere heavier than 147 pounds. Cotto was looking at something around 150, finally relented and went down to 149, but that was still not enough for Juan Manuel Marquez. And now it looks like Marquez might be retiring. Despite some rumors, the WBO has stated they have not officially ordered the fight between their lightweight champion Terry Flanagan and his number one challenger Felix Diamante Verdejo. The WBO's president Paco Valcarcel did reveal that Bob Arum of Top Rank and Frank Warren are negotiating the bout, which could be the semi-main event for Manny Pacquiao's return on November 5th. A fall date is being secured in California for the much-anticipated championship fight between WBA featherweight title holder Jesus Cuellar of Argentina and Abner Mares. The date might be September 24th, October 1st, or October 8th. Mares will hold his camp in Miami since he will be commentating the Olympic boxing for a major Spanish-language station. His trainer, Robert Garcia, will join him in South Florida. And remember, this fight was supposed to happen not too long ago in New York, in the state of New York, but Abner Mares cannot pass the test in New York because of some eye issues. And now they're looking, where he did pass them in California, so now they're looking for a date in California, and it looks like it might be, well, it's going to be in the fall, but they have not decided between September 24th, October 1st, or October 8th. And it looks like the StubHub Center will be the host of that fight card. So now we go to our next section here on the In the Squared Circle, episode number 28, your 30-minute or less recap of the last week's all the news, the fight results, and the upcoming calendar. Now we go to our fight results.
The best ever.
Friday, July 29th, from the Central Videotron in Quebec City, Quebec, Canada, Yvonne Michel on Spike TV gave us Adonis Stevenson defending his WBC super light heavyweight title with a fourth round knockout of Thomas Williams Jr. Williams was down in the first and the fourth. He had a pretty good second and third round, but Stevenson ended up being too much for him and stopped him in the fourth round. In a semi-main event, Colombian Eledir Alvarez got a unanimous decision over Robert Bedridge at a catchweight of 180 rounds in a scheduled 10-rounder. Scores there were 99-90 and 98-92. Two times. On Saturday, July the 30th, from the Auditorio Municipal in Tijuana, Mexico, on the Azteca channel presented by Sanfer, Luis Neri forced interim champion David Sanchez to not come out for the fifth round in a scheduled 12-rounder to capture the vacant WBC Continental Americas and go to 20-0. Sanchez was down in the fourth from a barrage of punches. From the First Direct Arena in Leeds, England, Luke Campbell scored a unanimous decision over Argenis Mendez for the vacant WBC Silver Lightweight title. Campbell was down in the second round, but despite of that, still scored 117-110, 116-111, and 115-112. From the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions presented on HBO Latino, quite possibly the second best fight of the weekend between Antonio Orozco and Abner Lopez in a welterweight 10-rounder. Orozco was cut over his right eye in the third and cut over his left eye in the eighth from accidental headbutts. Very close fight. Scores were 99-91 two times and 97-93 for Orozco. Many people saw Abner Lopez won. I actually had Orozco up 96-94, a little bit too wide in my opinion from the judges, since it was a much closer fight than that. Jojo Diaz scored an impressive second round knockout over Victor Proa in a scheduled 10 rounder at featherweight in that semi-main event. And from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, the PBC presented on Showtime a huge upset when previously undefeated Leo Santa Cruz lost his undefeated record and his WBA featherweight title with a majority loss to super bantamweight champion Carl Frampton. Scores were 117-111, 116-112, and an even 114-114. Great candidate for fight of the year. A lot of skill shown by Carl Frampton. He proved that not only does he have a granite chin, but he's a very, very smart fighter. Mikey Garcia made his triumphant return after 2.5 years in exile with the fifth round TKO over Dominican Elio Rojas in a scheduled 10-rounder at super lightweight. Rojas was down in the third and in the fifth, while Paulie Malignaggi defended his title of Brooklyn's best with the unanimous decision over Gabriel Bracero in a welterweight 10-rounder. Scores were 98-92 two times and 96-94, while Tony Harrison scored a ninth-round TKO in a scheduled 10-rounder over first time in the U.S. Sergey Rabchenko, who had Ricky Hannon in his corner in a super welterweight IBF title eliminator. And Tony Harris ended up winning that fight. So now we are in the final phase of here in the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less look at the boxing's last week or the week in boxing for the last week. your hooks and jabs. We give you your news, your notes, your fight results, and now we're going to go to the upcoming calendar.
I was wondering.
Tuesday, August 2nd, from Chonburi, Thailand, Wan Heng Manayothin will defend his WBC minimum weight title against Mexican Saul Baby Juarez in a scheduled 12-rounder, while on Friday, August the 5th, from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles, Golden Boy Promotions presents on Estrella TV Carlos Morales against Luis Franco in a 10-rounder at Super Featherweight, and Joette Gonzalez versus Sergio Lopez of Ensenada in a 10-rounder at Featherweight. The same night, from the Pechanga Resort and Casino in Temecula, California, and Cohen Promotions on CBS Sports Network gives us Isaac Dogbo versus Sergio Puente in a scheduled featherweight 10-rounder, while Rob Brandt takes on Chris Fitzpatrick in a middleweight 10-rounder. Same night, Friday, August 5th, from the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Kings Promotion and the PBC on ESPN gives us Alejandro Luna facing Steven Ormond for the IBF Intercontinental Lightweight title in a 10-rounder, while David Benavidez goes against Dennis Duglin in a 10-rounder at Super Middleweight. And on Saturday, August 6th, from the Arena Coliseo in Mexico City, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gives us Dante Jordan versus Neri Saguillan for the WBC International Silver title at Lightweight, while from the Casino del Sol in Tucson, Arizona, Top Rank on Unimas would offer Juan Diaz, former champ Juan Diaz, versus Cesar Vasquez in a 10-rounder at Super Lightweight, while Trevor McCombie faces Shuya El Amin in an 8-rounder at Light Heavyweight. And finally, from the Oracle Arena in Oakland, Rock Nation gives us on HBO Andre Ward taking on Alexander Brand in a 12-rounder at Light Heavyweight en route to his much-anticipated fight against Sergey Kovalev in the fall, while undefeated super lightweight Maurice Hooker defends his WBO NABO title against Ty Barnett in a 10-rounder. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of another episode, number 28 of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León. Before we go, let's give you the rundown of what you can find here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Monday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific, you can get the next round with, is it 4 p.m. or 6 p.m.? I think it's 4 p.m. The next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, where they get the first shot at all the weekends boxing and taking all your calls. Tuesday, you got In the Square Circle, this show with Felipe León, your 30 minute or less recap of all the week's boxing. On Wednesdays, you got the flagship show, 6 p.m. Pacific time, Leave It in the Ring with David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya. Every other week, you get the 2 minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. And like always, we are waiting for the return of the technical draw with Lenny the Fight Smith, and Around the Ring with David Dueñas, his own recap show of all the Leave It in the Ring Network's show. So we thank you for listening to this, the 28th episode of In the Squared Circle. Hopefully you got your news fast, succinct, and informative. And with that said, until next week.